Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
It's time for Zip Code Stories, Radio Boston's ongoing project with The Drum, Boston's audio literary magazine. It's where we ask you to write a short piece about your neighborhood. Joining me now is the editor of The Drum and co-creator of Zip Code Stories, Henriette Lazaridis Power. Welcome back, Henriette.
Hey, Meghna. Good to be here.
Well, we do have a winner for this round of Zip Code Stories. And Henriette, would you do the honors? Who is it?
It's Daniel Roberts, who wrote a fiction story called Sandwich. And he's joining us now from New York.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I should say that you're originally from Wayland, but now you work as a financial journalist in New York. So why don't you go ahead and read your winning Zip Code Story, Sandwich, to us?
Sure, I can do that. Do you sometimes feel awkward in public? Are you uncomfortable in social situations? Xenophil restores this imbalance, shifting... Oh my God, I need this. Write this down, Jan. She ignored him. Had he even said that out loud or just thought it? He couldn't be sure. And now... Wait, Xenophant? Zelligel? The commercial had ended. Damn. And she just kept knitting away. Every night, the same hour of busy hands before bed. They had come here for him to get past these concerns. Friday, after work, he had arrived home, taken three white bowls from the cabinet, inspected each, and into the cleanest one had poured his cereal. Honey Nut Cheerios in the evening felt like such a treat. Gotta eat healthy for the heart murmur. That one he had said out loud, though he hadn't meant to. You don't have a heart murmur, Jean. You're perfectly fine. Janice. She was standing in the doorway. You're a beacon of health, she added in that dripping tone. This bitching and moaning about illnesses you don't have, it's done. Jan, we've gone over this. I am indeed quite sick. And I know because I've got it, she said. Let's spirit you off to the Cape House. There was a faux cheerfulness to the suggestion. Such a sudden trip would be unlike him, but he couldn't come up with an excuse. So that was how it had happened, mere hours ago, but it felt now like days. It had taken Eugene 40 minutes into the ride, shooting down 128 to Route 3, to come to grips with the spontaneity. And for his fingers to stop twitching. When they crossed the Sagamore Bridge, she had turned the oldies station off. I owe you an apology, she said. I was mean before, but Jean, this is serious. Something in you changed months ago now, and I want us to fix it, but it's seeming doubtful. He knew what she was saying, and he hadn't responded, and she hadn't said anything further. And now here they were in bed. But it was true. Being at the cottage was relaxing. It was also true he hadn't made love to her in a year. He'd try tomorrow. In the morning, he woke up, downed a handful of pills at the bathroom sink, and shuffled to the closet for pants. Jan's side was empty. Everything of hers gone. He hustled downstairs. Their car was gone, too, and he knew why. Eugene went out to the shed and found his old bicycle. Somehow the tires weren't flat. He hopped on and began riding, thinking he'd head all the way to Provincetown. At some point, he switched over to 6A so he could travel along the water. He was still in his underwear, and he had left the front door of the house open, unlocked. Eugene felt that if he could just keep riding, and if the water could never end, everything might just start to feel wonderful again.
That's Daniel Roberts reading his Zip Code winning story, Sandwich. Daniel, what was the genesis of the story of Eugene and Janice?
It's funny, whenever I'm watching TV and I see ads for medications, I can't help but laugh, and I've noticed also over the years how they've begun saying the side effects of a medication more slowly with a lilting voice. You know, it used to be that they'd get someone to say it really fast, and now they have someone say, "This pill might cause slight headaches, heartache, nosebleed, and sudden death." They're all so funny, you know, and I got the idea that someone could see one of those ads and immediately say, oh yes, you know, I'm completely convinced. I need this medication.
Also, you've decided to really place this story in Sandwich, on the Cape. Why?
My family has a house on the Cape. We've had one ever since I was born. It's funny, I've only noticed now that I don't even name the town in the text of the story, but a title is important, and Sandwich to me has the perfect Capey town name. It just sort of sounds like what you picture when you picture Cape Cod. I feel like all the rest of the towns should have similar, charming, funny, quirky names.
Henriette, what in particular did you like about this story?
He does a very good job of presenting a complete story in just the 500 words. The characters are developed. Their relationship is developed. Daniel takes a risk, I think, starting with dialogue, but it makes sense and it works. And actually all the different voices that you have going, the voice in his head, the voice of the TV, the two voices of the two characters, it all is sort of balanced very well.
Daniel, I mean, there's clearly, you are a writer. There's no doubt about that. You write for a living, but usually I understand about technology and sports business. Was it easy for you to step over into the fiction stream?
The challenge here wasn't writing fiction, but writing a good story in 500 words. That was really difficult. It's very, very short. You don't want to set yourself up for failure by creating something that's just too complex to solve in 500 words.
Daniel, congratulations again. But I should say that based on the fact that Daniel is this round's winner, it means that we're ready to start a new round of Zip Code Stories. So, Henriette, what are we going to do this time?
This time, we're still keeping the options open for all zip codes, but we're giving you a particular prompt. We're focusing on the theme, expecting the unexpected.
Well, writers, that means that your deadline is May 15th, All the information is at our website, radioboston.org. Once again, the winner of this round with his story Sandwich is Daniel Roberts. Daniel, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thanks. Great contest.
And Henriette Lazaridis Power, editor of The Drum, thanks to you too.
You're welcome.
Well, that's Radio Boston for today. Tomorrow on our program, it's opening day at Fenway, and we'll reveal some little-known secrets about Boston's old ballpark. That's tomorrow on our program.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.